around to see St. Patty's Day. He loved it. Any excuse to drink, my daddy'd be out there drinking. I always think of him on St. Patty's Day. I never forget, he'd have to waken me up at 3 a.m. in the morning. Old daddy would. He'd wake me up at 3 a.m. He'd say, son, wake up, boy, wake up. And I'd sit up, so what is it? Is it mama? He'd say, no. I said, what's the house on fire? He'd say, no. I said, what you waking me up at 3 a.m. for, daddy? He'd say, son, I got this irresistible urge for an ugly woman. I said, daddy, it's 3 a.m. Where we gonna find us an ugly woman? He said, the laundromat. Ugly women always do their laundry at night, so ain't nobody sees them gargantuan petticoats. All right, daddy, all right, I go with you. So we climb in the old big old truck, we headed for the nearest all-night laundromat, and sure enough, there was a big old hog sitting there. Big old hog washing them gigantic petticoats. Looked like she was washing parachutes. He said, go get it, boy, go get it. I said, all right, daddy, all right, I'll be right out. He kept the truck idling. I walk in there, I said, ma'am, excuse me for staring, but you are the most beautiful thing I have ever laid my eyes on. She said, well, thank you. Probably had nobody ever say that to her in her whole life. I said, I know it's forward of me, honey, but I'd love to take you for a ride in my truck. She said, well, I got my laundry going, but it is late. I said, don't worry, lady, ain't nobody gonna steal that nasty stuff. Come on, let's go for a ride. She said, well, all right. So she climbed in the truck, and she noticed daddy sitting there behind the wheel. She said, who's that? I said, that's my daddy. We both gonna take you. She said, well, wait, I don't know if I said, daddy, hit the gas. Well, about him chasing the lifetime, I said, daddy, get on behind and supermarket then. Get on behind the supermarket, park near the dumpster. He said, why you haven't parked near the dumpster? I said, because they told you to ride me out every night. We might not notice this woman as much if we park near the dumpster. He said, good idea. So I climb on back in the flatbed with her. Daddy's laughing, said, young fun boy. I said, oh daddy, this woman ugly. He said, get it, boy, get it, get it, get out there. All right, daddy, get it. I said, y'all turn the hot down. I leap in behind the wheel, light up a camel. I'm just sitting there thumping my thumbs on the dashboard, and daddy's back there with the ugly woman. But suddenly here come the police. I thought, oh god, no, police shines his light in the window. I said, what you doing there, boy? I said, that's it, officer. And he shines his light in the back, and there's daddy with that ugly woman. They both stick their head up, and the woman says, oh, officer, it's horrible. I was just doing my laundry, and they came along, and they grabbed me, and they took me in the truck, and they put me out here, and it's awful. The lawman just smiled and took off his gun belt and said, lady, this just ain't gonna be your lucky day. Well, anybody said, y'all have fun now, yeah? So we took off. We dropped that old woman back at the laundromat. Then we went on home. But on the way home, I said, Daddy, I hate to tell you this, but I said, you have disgusted me for the last time, Daddy. He said, what you mean, boy? I said, well, when that lawman shined that light back there, and I saw what you were doing to that ugly woman there, I just disgusted, Daddy. I don't know if I can face you. I don't know if I can live with you. I don't know if I can respect you. He said, well, boy, what'd I do? I said, Daddy, you kissed that ugly woman.